Arrest of Futhululu invaders within Ismangaliso Wetland Park World Heritage Site. This is a statement issued by Ismangaliso Wetland Park Authority dated the 18th of August 2022. Ismangaliso Wetland Park Authority welcomes the move by the South African Police Services SAPS of arresting people who were invading a protected area known as Futhululu Forest, which is a state land managed by Ismangaliso Wetland Park, on the 16th of August 2022. This comes after the recent unlawful incidents of invasion, which started around the 16th of August 2022, where a group of people unlawfully invaded the Futhululu Forest, demanding the land for farming purposes, and some stands were being sold for residential purposes. The South African Police Services was called, and a large number of people, estimated to be about 71, were arrested on this incident. The first wave of illegal invasion started on the 21st of March 2022, when approximately 100 people invaded the Futhululu Forest using the access point opposite the entrance of the South African Defence Force, the SANDF, known as 121 Battalion. The first wave of illegal invasion started on the 21st of March 2022, when approximately 100 people invaded the Futhululu Forest. These people were using the access point opposite the entrance of the South African Police Defence Force on the base known as 121 Battalion near Mdubaduba. The number of invaders kept growing and was estimated to be about 300 people at some point. Ismangaliso brought the application to the Pietermaritzburg High Court seeking court intervention as efforts to engage the community and the invaders through dialogue and meetings was not yielding positive results, as some of the community members continued with the invasion and destroying the park infrastructure. The Pietermaritzburg High Court granted an interim interdict on the 11th of April 2022, which stated that the respondents and anyone acting through or with the respondents are interdicted from entering or invading, occupying and or removing any vegetation and or erecting any structures on the area known as Futhululu. Subsequently, on the 23rd of June 2022, the court handed down the final court order, which ordered that the respondents cited in the order and anyone acting through or with them are interdicted from entering or invading Futhululu, occupying or removing any vegetation and or erecting any structures on the area known as Futhululu Forest, which is within Ismangaliso Wetland Park, save with the permission of Ismangaliso Wetland Park Authority. Ismangaliso would like to express its disappointment that despite the instruction of the court, there are some elements of the community who have decided to again embark on an unlawful activities and trespassing whilst the engagement with the communities are still ongoing. Since the start of these unlawful activities, the park authority has held several meetings with the community leaders in an attempt to find an amicable solution. Meetings involved structures such as the leadership of the traditional authority, municipal ward councillors, land claimants, Dugudu Settlement Trust Committee, farmers' representatives, and representatives from people and park structures, amongst others. Ismangaliso would like to warn members of the public not to be led into buying stands and trespassing into Futhululu Forest, as such actions will be in contravention of the Pietermaritzburg High Court order and may lead to an arrest. It's the end of the statement. Statement is issued by Ismangaliso Wetland Park Authority. Media inquiries can be directed to the Media Liaison Officer, Mr. Peggy Manzini, on 060-533-2082, alternatively on an email, which is peggymanzini@ismangaliso.com. I thank you.